Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Oh, and I just stole a gold belt. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
It's Monday night at the Wright Auditorium in Petersburg. Actors are taking their places on the stage, getting ready for dress rehearsal.
Okay, we need to get everything off the side of the stage.
That's Irene Littleton, the play's director.
We just can hardly wait. They're all amped up and ready to go.
It's just a few more nights until the opening show. Tonight, they are working out the finer details of the production, how the lighting will be, the costume details, and how the music will flow. Oren Pearson is helping Littleton as a finishing director, giving a second pair of eyes to the final details.
Let's do it. From the top.
From the top.
The plot is easy to follow. It has the good guys.
Dear motherless and fatherless darlings, our current crowding problem at this small yet well-meaning orphanage will soon be forgotten.
And of course, there's a bad guy too.
As soon as I get this gullible gal to sign these papers, this lovely yet small home will be mine.
Littleton takes a break from the action to talk with me about the story and the characters.
It's a melodrama, and it runs about 40 minutes. It's quick, it's funny, it's pretty entertaining. We've got circus characters, and we've got orphans, and a hero, and villain, and villainess. Instead of the villain, we have the villainess this year.
How long have you been working on this production?
Since April, four nights a week for 1 hour a night. But this week is a big push, so we'll be here. We're ordering pizza. We're here till we're comfortable.
Well, why don't we start with the characters?
Okay. The villainess is Mary Ellen Anderson, and her stage name is Victoria Vernado, also known as Ivanka Interstice. And she was the knife thrower in the circus, but she left the circus, and she stole money from the circus. So she's now come back, and they are trying to figure her out, because she wants to steal or buy or whatever the orphan's home, because it's a very unique home and very valuable home. So she's trying to work her way in to steal the home. So that is Mary Ellen Anderson.
Sounds like a serious villainess if she's stealing from orphans.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty ugly, but it's comical as well, absolutely. And so the hero is Mike Bell. Hugh Donneau is the hero's name. And, of course, he's in love with a beautiful and sweet, kind heroine whose name is Miss Purity, Priscilla Purity, Killian Slavin. She's our little Miss Purity, and she takes care of her little orphan children. And she's actually hoping that he will marry her someday, but he's a little bit clueless that he don't know, but he gets it finally. And then we have Cindy Martin, who plays the part of Cecilia of the Serendipity Circus. She is the manager and owns the circus. And Oren will be introducing the characters on stage before the show starts, so everyone will know who the villainess, the hero, and the heroine. So the crowd will know to boo and hiss and awe. And
so another interactive time.
Interactive, yes, very interactive. We want the crowd to help with that.
Sounds good. Anything else that people should know about this play?
Oh my gosh, just come to have a good time and help us out. We just enjoy so much doing this for the public.
The show is for all ages. It will be performed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Wright Auditorium. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.